the themes. The righteousness of God has been revealed in gospel from faith to faith. And then followed by the wrath of God has been revealed from heaven. Since talk about the wrath of God, and then followed by talk about the sins of Gentiles. And then chapter 2 talk about you. You Jewish people, you think you have the law, you are better than anybody else? No, because you did not obey the law. So even though you are judged, you sin against the law, you still will be judged. And then, go to chapter 3, he gives you a solution. Since Jews sin, Gentile people sin, all human beings sin, so what is the solution? Solution is the righteous God has been revealed beside the law. The law is talk about the righteous, but righteous of God cannot be obtained from abiding the law, because nobody with flesh is able to obey the law. That's why Jesus came. So the key word, yeah? By your faith through the blood, you are able to obtain the righteousness of God. Now chapter 4, then give you an example. Abraham is the father of Jewish people and also the father of Gentile people. And tell this example, Abraham was not justified by deeds because his circumcision was done in 99 years old, but he was justified between 75 and 85. And then it comes to chapter 5, it goes back to history, compared to why they sin, because Adam disobeyed God. And then, due to his disobedient sin came to this world through one man. But the second Adam, Jesus Christ, chose to submit to the Lord. Therefore, through one man, people can all be justified. Then, at the end of chapter 5, compare. Actually, the grace is greater than the sin that Adam bring to us. And then it comes to chapter 6. Now, since it's about the grace of God, water baptism is so critical. So chapter 6 talk about you shall die to sin and live to God. Now, we expanded this theory, teaching, shared that, you know what, in order for us to live a holy life, there are many theories in this world. One of the theory is saying that, well, after you got baptized, no more sin. Why do you worry about sin? Second theory is, you know what? Just resist Satan. Just, you know, blame Satan. But we know that it's not true. And the third one, fourth one, fifth one, actually, the third one is what? Suppression. You shall, when the sin conceived, you shall suppress it before he give birth to death. The fourth one, what? It is crucifixion. You shall crucify with our Lord Jesus Christ. So every time you want to do sin, you have to put it to death, crucifixion. But again, we talk about these two methods also have shortcoming. The best way is that you really united with, just like water baptism, right? You truly die and bury, your old one truly die and bury with Lord Jesus Christ, and you are able to truly resurrect it and live a new life because Jesus Christ's life is in you. When you are fully the Holy Spirit, the sin will not become a struggle. Naturally, when you smell the alcohol, you will vomit. Naturally, when you hear the bad music, you will have headache. So it's not a struggle. I know a lot of you are very struggling concerning sin, but if you truly have the fullness of the Holy Spirit, you will be united with the life of Jesus Christ. Just like Jesus Christ says, you are a bridge and the trunk. If you are always attached to me, you'll be okay, because my will be your will. My affectionate will be affectionate. My words will be new. So you shall choose to meditate the word of God, allow the life of God naturally be part of your life, and then really later on, sin is not struggle, it's a garbage to you. That is up to chapter 6. Right. Now, I want to talk about chapter 7 using the topic It's very amazing when I read this verse, right? Please read Romans chapter 6. Even though we talk about chapter 7, we got to go back to read this verse, yeah? Romans chapter 6, verse 14. 6, verse 14. Ouyang Kim. It's amazing. When I read this verse, right? Sin cannot be your master because you are not under the law, but under the grace. It's amazing. Yeah? This verse caught my eyes when I read this Bible. Yeah, it says that if you are under grace, sin cannot be your master. I know a lot of time we are also struggling after we believe in Jesus Christ, right? We have the mentality of Paul, how righteous I am. How come a lot of time, even though I want to do good, I still cannot do it? Even at this point in time, we still have this kind of feeling. A lot of time, this kind of feeling. But that's where this verse caught my eyes. If you are under grace, then sin won't be your masters. So what does it mean? Let's try to ponder these two verses. So I use the title of Under Grace or Under the Law to share chapter 7 and 8. Huh? Around 7 and 8. Huh? Actually, it covers between 7 and 8. Yeah. Let's talk about under the law first. Huh? So what is Mosaic law for? Now that's the purpose, right? Romans chapter 10 verse 5. Romans chapter 10 verse 5. Romans chapter 10 verse 5. Krista. Moses wrote that if anyone shall obey the law, you shall be alive. So what is the purpose of law according to this verse, Crystal? Huh? Yes, so you are able to obtain life through law, right? Theoretically, the purpose of law is that you shall be able to obtain life through law. So you know what? When God gave the law, it was in a very, very solemn situation, no? Solemn situation. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 34. Now, I need you to read this verse out loud, and please stand up, because when I read this, sometimes I feel very touched. Chapter 34, verse 5 and 6. Now, who can read out loud? Like water. Water can read out loud. Stand up and read. The Lord proclaimed his name, right? Now, this is his name, right? The Lord. Oh, majestic God proclamation. Try it again.
The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.
Oh, so, thank you. Thank you very much. So, when God was in Mount Sinai, he proclaimed his name. And of course, over here he said, proclaim his name, saying, the Lord, yeah? He has mercy, has grace. He will not get angry easily. This is before what? This is at the Mount Sinai. Now, you understand that in Mount Sinai, how magnificent when God tried to give the law. Anybody know how was the mountain? Mount Sinai, what happened to the Mount Sinai? Anybody? Huh? James knows. Yes, and then what? Earthquake. always with lightning, thunder, and loud voice, right? And this phenomena actually reappear in Book of Revelation. This is how majestic is the law. You know, so the law is also called the law of fire. The law given in Mount Sinai is also called the law of fire. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1 and 2. It's called the law of fire. 烈火的律法 Who can read? Alan Chen, please read. Chapter 33, verse 1 and 2. Deuteronomy. You don't need to read in majestic verse because this is Moses' word. That was the Lord's word. You got to read in majestic. Now this is Moses. So you can be gentle. He's a gentleman. No problem. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. What's under two? Sinai, right? Refer to the days the Lord gave out the law in Mount Sinai. Continue.
And John of them from Sire, his throne, he shone forth from Mount Haran, and he came with 10,000 saints. From his right hand came a fairy law.
Fairy law. Law of fire. So you can understand that, you know, when 10 commandments was given, right? This is so powerful. This is so majestic. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, this God wants people to be alive. God do not want people to be away from you. After Adam sinned, God used all kinds of ways, want to get closer to people, want to save people. That's why he gave the law for this purpose. Yeah. So anybody can tell me what are the major three contents of Mosaic law? Counselor, please put this in test. What are the major three contents in Mosaic law? Number one, moral law. Yeah, Ten Commandments is called moral law. Moral law was put outside of ark. Yes or no? No, inside of the ark. Right? Inside of ark, how many items inside of ark in Old Testament? How many items? One. In the New Testament, how many items was inside of God in Book of Hebrew? Three. Right? But in Old Testament, only one, right? And why New Testament says three? This is your homework, yeah? But you do this when you go to TDP, you don't need to do it over here, yeah? This is too difficult for you. So, let me repeat that question. What are the three major content of Mosaic law? One is moral law concerning Ten Commandments. Number two? Very, very good, huh? Hygienical. Can you give me an example of hygienical? Milkdew? What is milkdew? Oh, okay. Concerning many things, what you can eat, what you cannot eat, right? What is concerning hygienic? Or if woman has a period, what did you do about it? Or man has problem, what did you do about it? Many hygienic issues. And then the third one is what? Ceremonial law. And you don't need to write on the board, right? Ceremonial law. Can you give me an example, Victor? Yeah. Cleansing, yes. Before you offer, how do you offer sacrifice? A lot of ceremony, yeah? How do you, concerning feast, a lot of ceremony. Ceremonial law. So, you got to, If you know the law, actually you are able to know the heart of God, know the will of God. Because in the law, actually, it was hidden many teaching concerning Jesus Christ. For example, say the many law, how to examine the lamp. And later on, Jesus Christ was the lamp of Passover. And then he was examined and he was without fault. Right? Now, who are qualified to offer sacrifice? Now, later on, Jesus Christ became the high priest. He offered a sacrifice. So, all the law leads to Jesus Christ. Without the law, you don't understand why Jesus Christ need to do this. So many things. But the spirit of the law and the way Jesus do for us, actually, the spirit, they are the same. So we can see, law was to give life, and it was given in a very majestic way. However, there's a problem here. Romans chapter 7, talk about the problem of the law. Now, from Moses to Jesus, how many years has been passed from Moses to Jesus? How many years has been passed? Ian. About 1,500 years has been passed. Right? Now, but after 1,500 years, they proved that law cannot really do too much to you. Huh? Romans chapter 7. Please read from verse 7 to verse 13. 7 to 13. I know it's long, but maybe sister, read together. 1, 2, 3, go. We are loud. Amen. So let's try to examine verse by verse. But this talk about really law, even though it is mainly good to give me life, but later it proved that I cannot do too much about it, right? Number one, verse 7 says that when there is no law, we do not know what is sin. It is true. If the law do not say, thou shalt not greedy, we do not know greedy is not okay, right? You go to Bloomingdale department, right? You go to, what is the best example? I like to say this example because I was once over there, right? I go to Bloomingdale. Bloomingdale, you know Bloomingdale? The clothes is very expensive, right? You know, before, my wife always buy clothing for me, right? But every time I think, how come the clothes? Of course, I have to say I like it, right? Because it was given by my wife. But every time I look at it, hey, something is missing, yeah? Then one day, I have a relative. They want to go shopping. I said, some people always tell me that Bloomingdale in New Jersey, that time I was in New Jersey, right? After I become a preacher, I sell them go shopping now. And they say, there's a mall, and there's a very good stores. And I go there. Oh, all the clothes over there. Everyone, I like it. But everyone is so expensive, yeah? But when they start first, wow, how come they are so rich people can buy this sweater for $300? A sweater for $300, who can buy it? Say, oh, man, life is not fair, yeah? How come they are so rich and so poor? Then, if I have no law, I say, well, I shall not jealous. Well, this is a very natural reaction, right? It's nature. I have jealousy, nature, right? But then you say, you shall not covet, or the law comes in, and then you know, oh man, even though, you know, even though I can afford it, I can have jealousy. Before, maybe we do not know, but after this, then we are able to understand. But this is a problem of verse 8. But the thing will take the opportunity of commandments to arouse my greedy in my heart, right? So, when there is no law, sin is death. If I do not know the law, you know, sin is death, right? I have no sin. Today, in Q&A, you are asking, Lot want to give his two daughters to the evil person, right? And the thing is, they sin. Of course, consciously, we cannot say it's not sin. By that time, is there any law? There's no law. Right? Agree? So sin is death. No law. How can you tell people what is wrong, what is wrong? Of course, the conscience also can tell what is right and what is wrong. But still, there is no law at that time. But why in the book of Judges, remember the Levites push her concubine out, and then later on it rose a great war. Why was that? Law was given already, right? Agree? Hello?
Yes.
Thank you. So you know the difference now. So before the law, sin is this. But when law comes, sin became alive. But one of the problems is, you know what? It's really, really very difficult for men to truly abide the law for number one reason. After human beings sin, men are very rebellious, right? If I tell you don't do this, very likely do you pass the traumatized years? Not traumatized years. Do you pass the rebellion years yet? You traumatized us. Are you past that age yet? Maybe you passed that age already, right? Oh, then when you are a teenager, you are just like, you know, at that time you are like, you want to drive your car, but like to drive your car alone, but you know, you are scared to drive that car. You are very confused at that time. Very rebellious. Just like a lot of kids, right? When they were born, don't do it. But they want to do it, right? Don't touch fire. But they are praying as well, right? They tell you that, you know, my kids, 3-year-old, 2-year-old, please don't play with toilets. What did they do? You do it, but every time they hear, right? Oh, so fascinating. What is that? They go there. You ask them, don't play with toilet. They want to play with toilet. People are very rebellious. Number one, Number two, men cannot play well because of that. Number two, people are very curious. They always want to explore what is new out there. We tell you, you know, pornography site is no good. But keep telling this. The more we say about this, and maybe we give it, they say, please don't go to www.blahblahblah.com, right? We say, oh, there's a website like this. Let me go back home and give it a try. You want to know what was going on inside, right? Because, again, human beings are not only rebel, but also curious. The most important is that, you know, Satan even used the opportunity of commandments to stir up the greedy inside your heart. A lot of them, you may not want to sin, but Satan used a certain opportunity to stir you up to sin. Let me ask a question. Do you remember Elisha has a servant called Gehazi, right? Did I pronounce it right? Gehazi. Gehazi. How do you pronounce it?
Gehazi?
I do good. Gehazi. So even in America, you do not know how to pronounce, right? So you cannot blame me. Gehazi. Now, remember, Naaman came with a lot of gifts. Now, in the beginning, maybe Gehazi was very poor, or I'm poor. The room is not enough for us to live. Maybe you will feel content, right? But suddenly, Naaman brings so many gifts, right? So, greedy, take this opportunity of commandment to arouse his greedy heart to come out. So he said, I swear to God, even though he is going far away, I want to run after him. I want to ask for something. When he went and asked for something, actually, he did not know. He asked for what? Asked for what? Leprosy. Not dead yet, huh? Leprosy. So we can see, indeed, Satan might use the Lord to hurt us. So sin take the opportunity of commandments and make me die. So before the law, I am alive. But after the commandments come, the sin restored. Therefore, even though the law is really want us to give life, verse 10, the law originally was to give us life, but now it make us die. So does it mean the law has problem? No, law was given in fire. Law was given by God. Law was holy. Without law, nobody knew what was going on with Jesus Christ. But law is not sin. But sin will take law to make you to die. So law is holy, commandment is holy, but our sin is the terrible resources. Therefore, we can see many struggling process for the saints. Please read chapter 7. I think you know this very well, huh? Chapter 7, verse 18. Anthony, please read. Verse 18, sorry.
For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find.
19.
For the good that I will do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice.
Let me ask a question. People are asking this question. Paul have this kind of sigh. Is after water baptism or before water baptism? What do you think? After water baptism, right? After water baptism, Paul also can feel this kind of sigh. But what is the conclusion of this sigh? Do not just read the beginning, yeah? You got to read the end. Verse 25. Anthony.
25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin.
So thank God I'm able to overcome. So eventually, he was able to overcome. So, brethren, even though we are baptized, right? A lot of time, we still struggle. We still under the struggling if we are very weak. How many of you still remember the Dunkin' Donuts advertisement? Remember Dunkin' Donuts? Anybody remember Dunkin' Donuts? There was a long time ago. Didn't this? Dunkin' Donuts, there was an angel over here, and they were sitting over here. What was that advertisement about? I forgot. I just remember that angel said to him something, and then they were going to talk to him about something, right? A lot of times it's like that. We feel the same thing. Do you remember this children's song? It says that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah? How many of you know how to sing this one? Do you know how to sing this one? You don't know? I will teach you. Next time you should interpret this one and teach them to sing, huh? There are two kings in my heart. Not chickens, sorry. There are two kings in my heart. I want to see which one is stronger. Yeah. Huh? Oh no, you need to interpret into English, huh? I need to sing in English so they understand, huh? One want me to go to hell, the other one want me to go to heaven, right? Remember that one? A lot of time we truly experience this. You know, not only Christian experience, many people who like to rely on their conscience, like Confucius, yeah? Confucius is considered quote-unquote holy man in China history. But that holy man, of course, is relative, right? Based on conscience. But even the Confucius considered holy man in history, based on conscience, of course, we know that it's impossible because he did not receive water baptism, yeah? So it still says that, 人善不能行,知错不能改,是无忧也. You don't understand? Okay. I know what is wrong, but I cannot do it. I know what is wrong, but I do it. This is my sorrow. Actually, just like what Paul have said, the same thing. This is all human being struggle, because if you are under the law, you cannot get rid of this kind of problem. So let's share about what is under grace. Let's talk about under grace, right? How do I do this? It's not working. Please help me. Okay, thank you. How do you do that? Can you teach me? Later on. Oh, you teach me later on. Now, what do you mean by under grace? If we are not under the law, but under grace, then sin cannot be our master. What does it mean? The first concept, the law, the Holy Spirit can fulfill the righteous of law. No purpose of law is for righteous, but the Holy Spirit is really able to do that. Chapter 8, verse 4. I know a lot of you are copying. Really, you don't need to copy, just highlight. Everything is from the note. If my note is too detailed, I'm sorry. But everything is in the note. Like, where else? Please read. Yes, if you live according to the Spirit, not according to sinful nature, really the law of righteousness can be fulfilled. Meaning that if you follow Holy Spirit, the law of the righteousness of the law can fulfill an era. So brethren, now the key word is what? The key word is Holy Spirit. Seriously, that's why you come here, you pray very, very hard. How many of you think of any evil in this NYTS? Raise your hand. Think of any evil. You do? But of course, evil, when a sister passed by you, right? You might feel, oh, that sister is so... What? Blasphemy? Oh, not blasphemy. The sister is so... I don't know how to explain sister, huh? Maybe I know how to explain brother. The brother is so cruel. And then certain concepts just flow away in your brain, right? You might think of something else, right? But in that very moment, what kick in? Conscious or Holy Spirit kick in, right? No, not last. You are not at home. Over here, right? What is beginning? Because you bring it out, you say, the body is so cool, and then, oh man, I cannot think about it right now, right? I need to think about it after I graduate, right? But not right now, right? So when you feel this, Holy Spirit, you know, it's very nature. You will like someone. I told you, when you like someone, can you tell them? Huh? Can you tell them? I told you, if you say, yeah, a brother passed by and said, oh, you are so cool, I really love you. What will happen? That brother really faint. You have a friend. Seriously, So, if you have any feeling, you have to, what? Bury in your heart right now, right? Bury in your heart, and when you graduate, it will start to bud and bear fruits, right? Now, the seed got to bury. And you know what? Sometimes the seed will die also. Really, you are not mature enough to... really, this year, maybe you appreciate some sister, right? Next year, that will change. Hey, I'm serious. Men are very immature. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you. So what I'm saying, oh, by the way, when you go home, please don't email sister alone. Huh? I noticed that after NYDS, there are emails flying around, right? So if you do not want to be bothered, huh, make sure you forward that email to me, yeah? Again, you are too young, huh? You are too young. Make sure you go to, after you graduate, and when time is right, you. I know you like someone for sure. It's nothing wrong to like someone, right? Is anything wrong to like someone? Anything wrong to like, yeah? Anything wrong to like someone? No, I don't think so, right? It's very natural. But because you have the fullness of Holy Spirit right now, that iniquities cannot, that thought cannot hold on you. You are able to quench the maybe nature desire, but the timing is not right. You are able to do that. So brethren, that's why in TJC you hear so many testimonies concerning really Holy Spirit can change a person. Many of you know Jason Yi, right? Many of you know Jason Yi. Jason, right? If you see him right now, he has a little hair already. No, seriously, if you understand his history, I need to mention him because he testified by himself, right? Understand his history. This guy is really very difficult to change before he got baptized, before he got received Holy Spirit. But really, after he received Holy Spirit, and he was very honest, right? He said, sometimes that craving could also be there. But if you pray hard to be fully Holy Spirit, then naturally he will not, he will able to overcome. Even like 7 years ago, I still listen to this kind of saying. So in True Jesus Church, sin will not become a struggle only if you truly have the fullness of Holy Spirit. Otherwise, indeed, no matter how strong is your will, you might fall. So we got to rely on the power of Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit can indeed release you from sin. Let's read chapter 8, verse 1 to 2. Kathy, would you please read? I think this is the key verse concerning how are you able to live a sinless life. Because the law of spirit and life is able to release you from the law of death and law of sin. The law over here refers to power, binding power. The law of binding force, right? Isn't it? The law of binding force. So it said the law of sin and the law of death. How do you break that chain, that binding power? How can you get out of it? That is through the law of spirit and the law of life. Shani, please read. Amen. Our flesh is very weak. Many things in the law we cannot carry out. Therefore, God sent His only Son. He has the what? 最深的形状. How do you say it in English? 最深的形状. No. Oh, yeah. Say it again. Likeness of sinful flesh. He had the likeness of sinful flesh. Do you remember when Moses lift up a brown serpent, right? in the wilderness. Do you remember that story? Bronze serpent? Yeah? What the bronze serpent prefigure? Jesus, right? If you are beaten by a snake, you just look at that bronze serpent, you will be healed. Remember that story? Now, when I read the story, why Moses wanted to lift up a bronze sheep, or bronze pig, or bronze dove. Of course, pig is unclean, you know that. Why not bronze sheep or bronze dove?
Because they were bitten by snake.
Very good. What could be the other reason? Snake is usually referred to how he bites us and we become sinner, right? Right? Now, it reminds me of this verse. Become, say it again, become the image, likeness of sinful flesh. Oh, that serpent, that bronze serpent reminds me of this verse. Oh, sinful flesh. Oh, so, Jesus came and he died for us to redeem our sin. Jesus got to be a sinless person in order to do this. Huh? How many of you, I think I asked you already, Da Vinci Code, you read Da Vinci Code? Oh, no, this time it's Da Vinci Code, no. Is it? Dan Brown. Da Vinci Code. How many of you believe in, Da Vinci Code? Yes, Da Vinci Code. How many of you believe in Jesus' wife is Mary Magdalene? Raise your hand. Why you don't believe Jesus have a wife and his wife is Mary Magdalene? Chase. It's not in the Bible. Oh, very good. Oh. Did I tell you that some member come to us and say, Pastor, why are you so 小气, right? Why are you so stingy? Just give Jesus a wife lah. Jesus also need a wife, you know. There's nothing wrong to allow Jesus to have a wife, huh? Jesus is also a 100% man, huh? Now you have a wife, why do not allow Jesus to have a wife? Huh. Actually, I think that is beside the issue, huh? The issue is that it is not true story. Even though Dan Brown proclaimed it's not a fiction, but actually, really, it is not true, huh? If you agree with Dan Brown theory, there are many things in that book you gotta buy. And one of the description in that book is that the first day in the springtime, what do they do? What do those group of people do? Do you remember? You remember? Oh, they do something that they do in the Old Testament time. You know, really a lot in this society. You know, many people. That kind of thing I don't want to like to talk over here. It's sometimes it's a little bit too disgusting to talk about it. Huh? Sometimes I feel like that way. In the first day of springtime, they will do something and they think it's totally okay in nature, a group of people to do certain thing. And they say this is true religions. And they say that they put down woman status in the Bible. Of course, like Pastor Ear shared with you, women in the Old Testament time really have no social status. So you shall give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ and give thanks to the one who printed the Bible into modern language. Really, after Bible printed into modern language, like Martin Luther translated into German, yeah? From Latin to German, now they start to realize that actually salvation is for everybody. Women's status is not supposed to be not law. So we should give thanks to Jesus Christ and the Bible. Oh. So we got to understand that Jesus died for us. It's a great grace. And then we are able to have salvation. Without his death, Holy Spirit cannot come down and we cannot rely on grace for salvation. Huh? But this one other thing that here I try to remind us of. We shall put to death the flesh desire by the power of Holy Spirit. No? This is something that we shall do. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 to 15. 9 to 15. maybe just 9 to 11. Our brother, read together. 9 to 11, read together. Please read together. 1, 2, 3, go. If the Spirit of God is in you, you shall be able to resurrect in the future. And you, if the Spirit of God is in you, you belong to Christ. And verse 9, right? If the Spirit of God is in you, you do not belong to flesh. Belong to all. So remember that Galatians chapter 5 says that actually Holy Spirit and desire are fighting each other, right? Now, you've got to rely on Holy Spirit to subdue the desire of flesh. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult. Maybe let's read Galatians chapter 5. I know you know this, but you know the desire and the spirit, they are enmity to one another. Enemy to one another, right? Chapter 5, verse 16. Chapter 5, verse 16. Jeffrey.
I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
If you obey the Holy Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of flesh. 17.
For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
18. For some reason, this refer to what we just said, we just read, right? If you are under the Spirit, you are not under the law. 24.
And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
25.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
So overall is the key word. Again, Holy Spirit. You are... If you are able to follow Holy Spirit, you truly are able to overcome your desire. So but let me appear some testimony that I know of to let you know that it's indeed possible. You are able to overcome if you truly pray hard. There was a brother. He has some trouble in his mind. Some evil desire in his mind. And he was very struggling. He really wanted to follow that evil desire. He really wanted to do it. So he did not know what to do. He prayed very hard. He prayed very hard before he go to bed. And guess what? Around 3, 4 o'clock, suddenly he was wake up. Now, this is a very strong urge, just like the voice of the Holy Spirit telling him, get up and pray. Get up and pray, and then in the prayer, the Holy Spirit said, throw your evil desire to the ocean. Don't do it. That strong voice calling him to get up and pray. Midnight. He never wake up at midnight. But that time, he really had power prayer. And then he make a phone call to get rid of the source of that evil desire. Make a phone call just to cut it. And then he had peace in his mind. So he learned that really Holy Spirit can truly help you. But another story, true story. There's a brother also. Again, he wanted to go outside to do bad things. But of course he lived a life of going to church and maintain the regular prayer, right? And when he was on the way, trying to do the bad things, when he was on the car, he was driving the car, he noticed that the Holy Spirit moved in a way, he cannot handle that wording, stealing will. Like, it's not by him, it's by asking, keep urging him, don't go, it's wrong thing to do. And because of that shaking, he also feel that it's very dangerous to drive on the highway, right? So he also turned back. A lot of times you pray, Holy Spirit can truly what the Bible uses a term, move you, or like fire burning you. At that time, you should not use a bucket of cold water to quench it. Really, it just trust me, little, will solve your problem. A lot of times, you don't know what to do. The body has a craving to a sister. And that craving is illegal. It's no good, huh? It's very wrong desire, right? You pray to God, but he doesn't know how to solve that kind of thought. But later on, God just allowed one of them to relocate to other places. No, see, no evil think, no. See no evil. Speak no evil. My point is that indeed we pray hard. Many brothers and sisters have many experiences concerning how Holy Spirit preserves them in their daily life. It's not really they are able to control themselves. It is because God's mercy, Holy Spirit's power, move them, guide them, help them, so they are able to be kept. You know, we are all human beings. A lot of time, evil thoughts may kick in, or evil desire may kick in. But if you truly, truly maintain a life of prayer, things will be much better, because Holy Spirit is God. Right? He has emotion. Holy Spirit has will. Holy Spirit has wisdom. He has counsel. Let's read Isaiah. Holy Spirit is perfect, yeah? Chapter 11. Chapter 11, no? Verse 2. Chapter 11, verse 2. Tiffany? TSO? TSE? Again, how do you pronounce that last name?
Shea.
Okay. Continue, please.
Verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
How many attributes is the Holy Spirit over here? Huh? How many attributes?
Six.
Six. What is that six?
Wisdom, understanding, counsel.
Okay. If you have wisdom, you cannot understand it. Is it okay? Not okay, right? You have wisdom, but you simply cannot understand that wisdom. You invent the theory of what? MC equal to E equal to MC square. But you do not know why, how to prove it. Continue.
Counsel and might.
Counsel and might. You have counsel, but you don't mind to carry it out. Is it okay? You have counsel, good counsel, right? But you don't have power to carry it out.
Knowledge and fear of the Lord.
Oh, you have a lot of knowledge, but you don't fear God. Right? It's all not good, right? This is six attributes, but one more. Because Holy Spirit is perfect, right? It is seven spirit, right? One more. What is the one? One more attribute. Anyone? Huh? Yes, dwelling, right? If Holy Spirit is in the sky, never come up to you, is it going to help at all? Of course, it's not going to help. Are you able to cut Holy Spirit? You cannot cut Holy Spirit, right? But this is only but for some reason, Bible called it seven spirit, huh? How do you know? Revelation chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 5. It's a perfect, huh? 7 is perfect. Chapter 4, verse 5. Chapter 4, verse 5. Isaac.
5. And from the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings, and voices. 7 lamps of fire.
Okay, wait, hold here. In Exodus, what happened when the Lord gave the fiery law? Law of fire, what happened? Huh? Who just answered that? James, what happened when the law gave fiery law of fire? It's over here. Verse 5 again, read again, Isaac.
And from the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings, and voices. 7 lamps of fire,
now, from the beginning. Yes. And? Okay, so James, what is that? Yes, can you find this in Mount Sinai? You find the same thing in Mount Sinai, right? Okay, continue going, please.
Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which is the seven spirits of God.
Okay, so in front of God, there are seven spirits of God. Oh, very interesting, oh? This seems to be when they are in front of the throne, there are seven lampstands. When they are on the lamp, there are seven eyes. When they are going out to preach, there are seven spirits. Oh. Please read Isaac, verse 6. Chapter 5, verse 6.
And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne, and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes.
Seven eyes on who? On this lamb, right? This lamb of seven horns and seven eyes. What is the seven eyes?
Seven spirits.
Yes, continue reading.
Which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all
the earth. Okay, so you understand how? So the spirit is a perfect spirit. So again, brethren, today our problem is you are under grace, huh? You are under grace. Death and sin supposed to have no dominion over you because you are under grace. What is this grace? This grace is after water baptism, you have Holy Spirit. Now this Holy Spirit can truly help you to carry you through in your life. This is the most precious. So so please, you will continue to come back to NYTS to pray hard. You are still 1 week, yeah? If you do not have fullness of Holy Spirit, you still need to pray for fullness of Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you go out, it's still very weak. When you go home, actually, you still continue to pray for fullness of Holy Spirit. Otherwise, sin can still kick in, right? So you need to maintain yourself under the grace. Pray to God. Allow Him to help you, huh? I have one minute. I want you to another test question, huh? Another test question. How does a Mosaic law, right? Remember the Mosaic law have three parts, right? Hygienic law, ceremonial law, and what? Moral law, right? Besides moral law, right? Because moral law is forever. How did the law fulfill Mosaic law? How did the Bible fulfill Mosaic law? The answer is in your notes. Okay? Now, there are many Bible verses over there because the purpose of hygienic law actually is for holiness, right? The purpose of ceremonial law is for holiness. Now, after water baptism, you are able to get rid of sin. Now, Holy Spirit is going to help you to obtain a sinless life. So, through water baptism and Holy Spirit, you are able to fulfill Mosaic law. Am I understood? Can you understand? Because through Holy Spirit and through water baptism, you are able to live a holy life. Therefore, the purpose of Mosaic law has been fulfilled. Let's pray in silence.